Patriots Friday on WEEI is presented by Toyota. Toyota's official website for deals. Buyatoyota.com. By Cross Insurance. Cross Insurance, official insurance broker of the New England Patriots. By Pepsi. Pats fans, grab your Zero Sugar 12-pack now because tailgating deserves Pepsi. By Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. By FindMassMoney.gov. And by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery as well as expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
It takes many players to be tried to play in the NFL. And so you do have to allocate your resources, whether it be draft picks or whether it be finances. You have to allocate those resources. There was no question in our mind that Michael could bring us a lot of resources on a trade. That has been on my mind since we hired Brian. But when you are talking about making a contract the kind that he got and for the future, that's quite a commitment. And I'm just going to give you this. Not only do we immediately get a player, but those draft picks could get us, I'm talking top Pro Bowl type players could, but they could get us as few as three or as many as five outstanding players.
Five or six?
Seven or eight. Good call.
High noon-ish here on Jones and Keefe. We were breaking down our fantasy draft.
Yeah, we were.
I like talking our fantasy teams. I know not everybody else does. We got a little lost in the sauce there.
Sure did.
It happens.
If you missed any of it, or if you want to go see our full draft last night, it's on YouTube. You can check it out. We'll get back into your phone call, 617-779-7937. A reminder, we have another pair of tickets to give away for the 04 Red Sox cruise with Kevin Millar. And then Johnny Gomes and Claybaugh Colts, neither of whom, as Keith pointed out, were on the 04 Red Sox. But
they weren't.
Don't think too hard about it.
No. I just wanted to make sure people weren't like, wait a minute, that can't be. I was just clarifying. They weren't. But you can imagine if they were.
You could imagine if they were. Yeah. It would have won even more in that postseason. So stay tuned for that. We'll do it coming up about 45 minutes from now here on Jones and Keith. It's Patriots Friday. We talked to Milton Williams earlier today, Patriots defensive lineman. They could have added another D lineman, edge rusher, if you will, in Micah Parsons. He's a Green Bay Packer. He went for two first-round picks and a roster player, Kenny Clark, plus a giant new contract. We both believe the Patriots should have been in, Keith. Why do you think they weren't?
I think probably the huge contract that Parsons got. I do think the two first-round picks is a factor in it, right? Like, I think push comes to shove, I would have done it for Parsons. I would have done it more so for, like, CeeDee Lamb had he been available. That's more of a position of need. But Micah Parsons is 26. So this isn't like, hey, would you trade a first-round pick for Trey Hendrickson? And then you could argue, well, maybe not right now based on where the team is. And then, like, would you be better off with what could still be a top 12 pick next year, depending on how things go this year, blah, blah, blah. But Micah Parsons, I mean, he's one of the 10 best football players in the league right now. And probably will be for the next five.
Right.
This isn't like
arguably the best defensive player in the league.
Right.
Probably him or Garrett.
Yeah.
Top 10 player in the league, young and productive, like wildly productive.
So I definitely would have done it. I think it is for them probably that price tag. Like, when are they going to give that kind of money out? They haven't really done it. And, but also the Jerry Jones, I know we're going to keep it to the Patriots, but the Jerry Jones defense, it would almost be like if the Patriots next year traded away Christian Gonzalez, and then we're like, yeah, but we could get three really good players. Like, yeah, but you have one right now.
I mean, we've heard that kind of logic from Kraft before.
Yeah.
This, I feel like, was much worse. Jerry Jones was talking up future picks, even though he claims he wants to win a Super Bowl right now, and he'll do anything to win a Super Bowl right now. Now he's talking about 3, 4, 5 years down the line. Although, I guess, in fairness to him, he didn't rule out using those picks right now.
True.
To improve his team. He did say that.
How about Dallas, too, in the last 6 months trading Luka Doncic and Micah Parsons?
So I didn't even make that connection until I saw all the memes last night of
great.
The two of them, like, jersey sharing.
It was, like, tough go for Dallas
fans. I hadn't thought about that.
That's a tough run. Like, two guys that you might consider untradeable. right? Like, if you consider anybody untradeable, those two guys would be close to that.
We did our untradeable list earlier. You did have Luka on there.
I had Luka on mine.
I don't think you had Parsons on it, but
no, I didn't.
But he'd be close.
Yeah, he's close. He's definitely close. Now, on the flip side of it, the Cowboys have had him now for 4 years. They haven't sniffed the Super Bowl. It's not like you're tearing apart a team that is like this unbeatable wagon. And as much as we pile on Jerry Jones, like being a GM or what a clown show, well, he did draft Parsons. He did draft Lamb. He did draft Dak Prescott.
That's a good point. He did draft Zeke.
Like he's actually had some good drafts. Now, if you want to say, well, he just wants to be a celebrity and he cares more about being on TV and being talked about than he does actually winning, I would agree with you on that. But he has had some good picks along the way.
I'll say this about Jerry Jones. Between the weird Michael comments last night, he kept calling him Michael Parsons and even Michael Parson, singular.
Michael Parson. Sorry, you traded Micah Parsons. Maybe it'd be easier for you to trade Michael Parson.
And maybe he was doing it on purpose. Florio made the point. He's like, he's never called him Michael before.
Weird.
He's always called him Micah. This felt intentional and a slight. And I guess Jerry Jones pretended he didn't know who the agent was, too.
Nice.
Who I wasn't familiar with, but you heard Rap Sheet. You'll hear it coming up. Mentioned his name like 15 billion times.
Yeah.
Because Schefter and Rap Sheet suck up to all these agents.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like pretending he didn't know who the agent was, and he was maybe purposefully mispronouncing Micah Parsons' name.
Weird.
This is the kind of trade that could get Jerry Jones to fade into the background in Dallas. And maybe Steven is more front and center. And I can't help but sort of put the magnifying glass on New England from that standpoint and go, I don't know if we're that far away from a similar thing with Robert Kraft and Jonathan Kraft, where Jonathan sees us more day-to-day, Robert fades more into the background. There's no signature move like this, although I guess you could rewind it to Brady if you wanted to, but he had cover there with Bill still here and everything else. This is one where if it blows up in their face, Keith, Parsons wins the Super Bowl with Green Bay. The picks are duds.
Oh, he's the favorite right now to be the defensive player of the year. They play each other week four.
So
what if that thing goes crazy?
A lot of people say, and it's up to Jerry Jones. I mean, he's the owner of the team. It's his team. He can do what he wants. But maybe Steven gets his ear a little bit and says, hey, like this is really blowing up in our face. Maybe he fades into the background a little bit. Between the mispronunciation and the trashing of the high-profile agent and all this, it's bad for business, potentially.
Is, but they're still the most valuable franchise in American sports.
Well, this is true. If you want to make a business argument, that's a good point. They are the most valuable franchise.
They haven't been to the NFC Championship game in 30 years, and yet it just seems like he's the one in charge. But what's different about this one, too, is it's not just the fans that are going to be pissed in the meantime. Like, the players are all pissed. You see a bunch of these guys, like, you know, tweeting stuff out. Like, the players are mad.
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb was one.
Diggs' brother was another one.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, they're definitely annoyed with how things could go. And we'll see. I mean, last year they were 7-10, you know, and, you know, this year you're hoping for a healthy Dak Prescott, and maybe they're going to be a little bit better than that. But they're still in the division with the Eagles and the Commanders.
I don't get – we've gotten a lot of these. It was early in the Twitch chat. I'm seeing it now on the text line, so I'll just reference this. But I've seen this a lot today. What does guaranteeing Parsons $135 million get you? Nothing.
Well, what is paying anybody anything?
Well, I mean,
are we going down that road?
If your argument is you'd rather pay a quarterback, then that I get.
But hopefully the Patriots have their quarterback. And if the best defensive player in the league, arguably, is available, you should be in on that.
Yeah, so it's a big contract. It's legitimate quarterback money for Micah Parsons.
I don't really get anybody caring about the money that much.
Me either.
I really don't.
Do you want a good player or do you not?
Yeah.
If you think Micah Parsons is overrated because the Cowboys have never won or hardly won any playoff games with him, has he won any playoff games? They don't win many.
Micah, they got to the division round in 22.
Yeah, so I think he was there for a win maybe.
They won a playoff
game. Dak's only won, I think, two since he's been there, so it can't be many. Yeah. If that's your argument and you think, well, he's an edge rusher, and he's not a factor in the run game, and that doesn't lend itself to postseason football, and they've never won. I mean, I get that argument more than he's not worth the contract. Like, that's silly.
Yeah, and, like, every year the contracts just go up and up and up. The league makes more money. The salary cap goes up. So what was a huge contract in a couple of years doesn't even seem to be that huge. But if a cheap organization like the Bengals can sign Burrow, Higgins, Chase, and Hendrickson, then the Patriots can sign Gonzo in 2 years, Drake May in 3 years, and Parsons right now.
Right. Play out that same logic with Christian Gonzalez for a minute. And Gonzalez is really good. He's nowhere near Micah Parsons.
Also, is he near playing?
Okay, good question. But, like, Christian Gonzalez isn't even in the stratosphere of Micah Parsons. Really good player.
Yeah.
Top
certainly five corner in the NFL, according to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even when we went through those Jeremy Fowler rankings, should they not pay Christian Gonzalez?
They should pay him, yeah. And I mean, you can't just be like, you only pay guys that have won Super Bowls.
He's otherwise been on a four-win team 2 years in a row. Right. So, like, I mean, Parsons factors way more into winning than Christian Gonzalez if you just go off how successful the Cowboys. Should the Patriots not pay Christian Gonzalez? It's stupid.
I think that they should.
Of course they should.
Yeah, right.
So I don't really get that.
Otherwise,
much.
You just have a bunch of value players. Like, I don't know that. I don't know how that's going to go.
Me neither. No. I'm with you. I think the contract was the bigger reason they were nowhere near Micah Parsons. He wanted a new deal. So I don't think the Patriots were going to give up two first-rounders. It's easier for a team like Green Bay, a true Super Bowl contender, agree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw Cam Newton. I first take. I just saw the video. He's like, they're nowhere near the Eagles, even with Micah Parsons. So I would consider them now a Super Bowl contender.
So I'm kind of shooketh from Jordan Love, because I thought Jordan Love was really good a year ago.
Me too.
And then he played it out, and you're like, well,
I don't love Love.
I don't love Love. I love Love. I don't love
Jordan Love. Yeah, sure.
I love Bryce Love. Running back from Stanford.
Yeah.
Is that what he was? Yeah.
Doak Walker winner.
Kevin Love.
Heisman finalist. I think Kevin Love, great. Oh, what an outlet pass that guy could throw.
Mount Rushmore of loves.
Mike Love.
Reggie Love.
Mike Love.
Mike Love?
Yeah, in the Beach Boys, correct? I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin Love's uncle.
Yeah. Also from the same family, really.
Yeah. Well, they're different human beings.
Same family.
Yeah.
Same family.
Yeah. They count.
Related. No, but the Packers should be towards top, because I think the Vikings and the Lions aren't going to be as good as they were last year.
My only point about Green Bay, when I say they're a Super Bowl contender, it's easier for a team that's going to be drafting 28 to give up multiple first-round picks than the Patriots, who should be better.
Yeah, but Jerry Jones might turn that into five great players.
He might.
Yeah.
I don't think the first-rounders were the real impediment. The real impediment is you had to pay him like a quarterback. Robert Kraft isn't doing that.
That's what it feels like.
So that the reason that you see no linkage, Patriots talking to the Cowboys, we've talked about it, we've speculated about it, we knew he was available. We knew you could go get him if you wanted to. The reason that they weren't really truly in, and you read nothing concrete about the Patriots calling, asking, inquiring about Micah Parsons, owner wasn't going to pay him. That's my belief. Jerry Jones didn't want to pay him. Kraft wasn't going to pay him.
Yeah, I think it's more that. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if Vrabel and Cowden are like, two first-round picks. And if Vrabel doesn't think this team is great, are you going to be kicking yourself the next couple of years where you're like, oh, there goes the 10th pick in the draft. That was ours. But then again, if Mike Vrabel can add Micah Parsons to his defense, I'm thinking he would want to do that.
617-779-7937. Here we go. More people who don't want Micah Parsons.
Ooh, Davis Love the third.
Oh,
good one.
Great one.
Toss him on.
Keith in the truck. You don't want Micah Parsons?
Hi.
Hello?
So, are you there?
Yeah.
So I look at, in my opinion, the best three guys in the league are Watt and Parsons and
Miles Garrett.
Yep. And none of those guys have won anything. They haven't won anything. They haven't brought their teams to the playoffs. Maybe they have, but they haven't won much. And even guys like Aaron Donald and J.J. Watt, the Patriots used to scheme them out of a game constantly. Now, if this was Ja'Marr Chase or CeeDee Lamb or Justin Jefferson, all day long, I might give them three first-round picks. But for a guy who has not won very much.
You wouldn't take a defensive player, because you just named a bunch of offensive players that also haven't won anything.
No. Well, okay, this is true. But for the Patriots, it's really hard for a defense to scheme out Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase. It's really hard. You don't ever really see those
Patriots
guys schemed out of a
Hopkins
game.
All the time.
Yeah, so
Patriots used to do that. But
logic is collapsing a little bit on itself, because a lot of those top wide receivers haven't won squad
but
either.
But don't do the winning. Don't put it down to winning. So Myles Garrett gets drafted first overall by the Cleveland Browns. You expected him to win a Super Bowl there with the Browns? Yeah. Like, that's a tough go. And he did make the playoffs. But
it's not a bad point.
No, but
it's just
say you don't want to pay defensive players. Well, that's basically what he's saying.
No, but it's fair to say none of those guys have won. Like, that's completely fair. And I would say the same thing as you pointed out about Lamb and Chase. Chase has at least been to a Super Bowl.
So do you want Josh Allen or not?
Right. Do you want none of those
Lamar.
Guys? But now, separate question. Yeah. All right, those guys have not won. True. So you don't want a good defensive player or a top-flight wide receiver just because they haven't won? Like, that's stupid.
Well, Patriots did pay Milton Williams. He won.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So you'd rather have Milton Williams than – and we love him, friend of the show. But, yeah, that all kind of – falls on itself. So, like, the Steelers, Browns, and Cowboys have gotten as close as they've possibly have gotten thanks to those guys. You know, it's some of the other stuff around it. I mean, look at who Myles Garrett, TJ Watt, and then when Dak Prescott went down, Micah Parsons' quarterbacks were over that time. So, nobody's saying that
a great edge rusher is more important than a quarterback.
No.
And I would even argue I'm with the caller on the wideout thing. I'd rather have the wideout. I try to make that clear. If CeeDee Lamb was available, I'm in, but he wasn't. They already signed CeeDee Lamb. They hadn't signed Micah Parsons yet. So I'd still take him and then figure it out from there.
I'm with you. I'd rather have the receiver. I'd rather have an offensive lineman. Those are bigger needs on this team. But Parsons is worth it to me.
There's some more loves flying in.
I do see more of these. Lovie Smith?
Counts.
You put him on there?
Yeah. Dude Love, which is one of the...
Yeah, what's that?
It was Mankind, Mick Foley, Cactus Jack, Dude Love. He had a lot of characters that he played.
Got it.
Yeah, I was
unaware of that.
All four in the Rumble, same year?
All three.
Oh,
yeah, it wasn't okay. Mick. It was just Cactus Jack, Mankind,
and Dude
Love. We
got quite a few of that. I wasn't
Questlove.
Aware of what that was. Questlove is a great one.
Good one.
I think we covered it.
We got the loves.
You said Davis Love.
Yeah, Davis Love the third. Real strong.
Covered that?
I like that one. All yeah.
Right. Yep. So why were the Patriots not in on Micah Parsons? Should they? I'm actually surprised at the amount of pushback we're getting on this, which makes me wonder in a weird way, Keith, if
we're
like,
right.
Well, no, just is the like pro Patriot. It's not in Bill we trust because Bill is long gone. Is that fan making a little bit of a comeback? Like they're all like very pro Mike Vrabel. Like, is that, are we getting an element of that?
Because
I feel like if this were the Gerard Mayo Patriots a year ago, fans would have felt a little, I'm surprised at how much we're hearing, calls, text, Twitch. No, Micah Parsons is
not
worth
it. It's not just a Patriots thing. I think it's a pushback, oddly enough, against athletes making a crazy amount of money.
Yeah.
And they're ignoring the fact that the owners then just pocket more money. Because we've heard this even with the Red Sox. Like, oh, you'd want that guy for that much money? That's like, crazy. And you're like, why not? Take him.
I would take him.
So it's not just a Pats thing. I think it's a money thing.
Interesting.
Because the numbers are getting so silly. Like, they really are.
I wonder if the baby Patriot fan is making a comeback. But maybe it's just selfish athlete fan. Maybe it's just that.
Yeah. But ignoring the fact that the owners are making way more than the players are.
Correct. Yeah. We'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. We have the Week in Review coming up at 12:45 and another giveaway on the 04 Red Sox cruise. We'll do that right after Trending with Bridget.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program.
Is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by the BetMGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
That's right, Jones. Breaking news. According to Adam Schefter, the Patriots are releasing veteran safety Jabril Peppers. Was not prepared to read that today.
Weird. Schefter says, again, as you said, Keith, Pat's releasing Peppers per source. He still has $4.32 million guaranteed remaining on his contract. It's not a lot of money. Then he gets into his numbers, blah, blah, blah. I was never the biggest Jabril Peppers guy.
Yeah, but he's solid.
Well, and he was playing in ahead of Kyle Duggar.
It seemed like he was way ahead of Duggar. We thought Duggar was going to get cut. Duggar made the team, and now Peppers gets cut 2 days later.
So it's weird.
Yeah.
So he won't be a captain then?
Good point.
The captain curse is real. They've gotten rid of, I think, every captain.
I think that now makes all of them.
That's all of them, right?
I think so. I think Peppers is the last one.
It was like Brissett, Andrews, Wise, Cardona, Peppers. Yeah, it's wild.
So if it's a money thing, shame on them. They have the most cap space in the league.
Yeah, shame, I agree. Shame on them. It should be that.
And I didn't even like trading Duggar just purely because of the contract. If he fell out of favor or he wasn't a scheme fit or whatever, well, then fine. So now is Kyle Duggar going from being shopped around the league and the Patriots didn't want to eat money on the contract
to your guy
to now he's the guy? Or is it Jalen Hawkins and the Eraser?
The Eraser.
These are now just your safeties?
That seems weird.
Or, and I think it's at least fair to wonder with this guy, did something happen with Peppers away from the field? Yeah. He's no stranger to that. Mm-hmm. It's enough out of left field and odd enough where I think any of those options are on the table. This is a weird one that I did not see coming. I thought he was pretty secure, not just on the roster, but as a starter.
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought we went over when they went down to the initial 53-man roster, are they keeping the 53 best players? Right, maybe that's why you at least start out with the eight receivers. You're like, all right, we got to tweak this a little bit. We got to figure out who can make the practice squad, who can't. But Peppers is one of the 53 best players, just like Duggar. Like, if you're talking about just keeping the most talent possible. Because one of the big knocks on the Patriots is they have no depth. So as soon as anybody goes down at any position, you're like, oh, that guy shouldn't be playing.
To your point, it flies in the face of what we were just talking about. We thought they were keeping all the best 53. This guy was definitely one of their best 53. Reese followed up. Patriots could be set to start Jalen Hawkins and rookie Craig Woodson, a.k.a. the Eraser.
They want, okay.
With Duggar and Pettis also in the mix at safety, is how he puts it.
Duggar's in the mix.
With Del Pettis.
With Del Pettis. So Jabril Peppers is worse in their mind than these guys? Seems strange.
Something.
Also, I feel like you would want to keep... this was my thought, even as everybody was like cutting Kyle Duggar, was even if you like Craig Woodson, don't you at least start the year with Peppers and Duggar? See what Woodson looks like in live, real, regular season NFL games. And if he's really good, all right, move on from one of those guys later on if you feel like you have to. But if he looks like some rookies do, where they're a little bit overmatched, maybe they're a step slow, you're like, all right, you're not there yet. Let's just play Peppers, and then maybe next year you have a better shot or whatever.
But something doesn't add up. Which to me, there's either an off-field element or it's just there's something weird going on financially, which I don't trust the Crafts to pay a guy like Micah Parsons. They might not even want to pay a guy like Jabril Peppers.
$4 million
for God's sakes.
Yeah.
So if it's contractual.
I really hope
not. Yeah. Like, shame on you. Now.
Maybe they don't like his helmet.
Could be that. It's giant.
It's not nice on the eyes.
It does not pop.
I don't care to watch it.
Good for his brain, allegedly.
Maybe.
But yeah, it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, Duggar, we think, fell out of favor because he's not a scheme fit, right? Vrabel wants more of a center field type than an in-the-box type. I don't know if he needs two of those guys.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But if Duggar fell out of favor scheme-wise, he's paid way more than Peppers, so maybe the contract was a factor there. It would make sense that Peppers may also not have been top of their list, but Peppers was repping with the top two and three safeties all camp.
And you remember when we were watching the Commanders joint practices, there was a lot of times where it really stood out that Peppers was like on the line of scrimmage. He looked like a linebacker.
Literally at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, a lot. And so if they want that Devin McCourty type safety, you're going to get it maybe more with Hawkins than with anybody else. And then if they like Woodson that much, I mean, to make Peppers expendable, they weren't carrying. I mean, how many safeties were they carrying? Like four or five?
Well, yeah, they did.
I guess he was the fifth, right?
He would have been the fifth. Epps was the guy that asked for his release that signed in Philly.
Yeah, all right, see ya.
So do you think he's highly sought after, Peppers?
I wonder if he gets claimed.
Like a waiver claim.
Yeah, I wonder. Because I thought he was like a real starting safety in the league. You know, if you look at some of the names of guys that did get claimed, obviously no Patriot got claimed from their initial cutdown. But some of the other ones, it wasn't like a star-studded list of big-name cuts.
No, it's true. If you're just tuning in, Patriots have released Jabril Peppers. They owe him his money. So I guess they'd be hoping for a team to claim him on waivers. Otherwise, they're paying him either way. So I don't really understand the savings. You wonder what's going on there. Phil Perry with some context. He says, for the same reasons Kyle Duggar, who is still with the team, is not viewed as a great fit for the Patriots defense, Peppers was not viewed as a perfect match for this scheme. Still surprising to see him go. Roster continues to change under Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, it's funny because you looked at some of the veteran guys and some of the, certainly the captains. Now, somebody says, wasn't Hunter Henry a captain? I think he might have replaced somebody.
Replaced
because
captain?
I think they had to because all those guys, remember, they were getting hurt and Peppers was, and he was not with the team for a while.
Well, wasn't Hunter Henry 2 years ago and then he didn't get it last year?
I think that's right.
Maybe. Yeah.
I think you're right about that. So, but they might have added somebody when, you know, David Andrews was out for so long and Peppers was away from the team and Brissett was benched and all this other stuff. So, like, they already, even in season, it was kind of, you know, guys were dropping like flies, and then they got rid of most of them. He made it all the way through camp, made it through the initial cutdown, even made it through the next couple of days where we saw Bourne and Baker get cut. And then today,
something doesn't add up.
Right.
Something doesn't
add up. It's very misleading because you're right. Duggar and Peppers do play so we're similar, but Peppers was out there and was getting like the starter treatment throughout camp. Whereas Duggar, it was much more noticeable. You're like, all right, he's behind Woodson now. And he's playing in the fourth quarter of the final preseason game?
Weird.
And yet he stays on the roster and they move on from Peppers. So, yeah, even if Peppers doesn't get claimed, I mean, the fact that, you know, Bourne has multiple teams looking at him, Baker signed with, the Eagles practice squad, somebody's going to grab Peppers. Somebody will grab him. But that is a surprise.
And now that you mentioned it, Eagles are loading up on Epps and Javon Baker. It's a Super Bowl winner taking Patriots scraps. Mark Daniels, Patriots are planning on starting Jalen Hawkins and Craig Woodson at safety, but I thought Peppers would have stayed on the roster. How do we feel about that safety combo? I mean, I guess if you want to be glass half full.
TBD?
If you want to be glass half full, it's a good sign for the fourth round rookie, Craig Woodson.
Yeah, they took erased.
Early on day three, the eraser.
It could possibly be an amazing draft class.
Okay, it really could. If you want to be glass half full, I'll meet you on the eraser. Fine. Jalen Hawkins.
But also, like,
what?
So I feel like he was actually decent last year.
Okay, I don't remember him even.
But like to go from, oh, maybe you're not going to start and get 100% of the snaps to like we have no use for you. Like you don't have a use for Duggar or Peppers.
Yeah,
I mean Duggar's still on the team, but you know it doesn't feel like he's going to get a lot of reps.
Weird.
It is strange. Or
we just complimented him for the cut. You just made this point, but let me just reiterate. Yeah. We just complimented them for, well, you can't mess around and cut Duggar or cut Jennings. You only have so many good players. You got to keep as many good players as possible. Kendrick Bourne was one of those names we mentioned. A day later, Bourne cut. Now he's cut.
Yeah.
I wasn't in love with either player. I don't want to go too far with this because I don't think Peppers is that great. He's a fun guy to watch on the field with the way he hits people and plays with an edge. You know, Bourne, nice enough when we've had him on the show. I don't think either player was great, so I don't want to go too far with this, but... Why are you cutting them now? It's not something anybody anticipated, and it doesn't quite add up. So maybe there is another shoe to drop.
Yeah, because you know what their play style is, so wouldn't you have moved on initially? So here's a Keefspiracy I have for you. Ooh. You ready for this Keefspiracy?
What if Peppers asked for he's another player asking for his release?
Oh, well, no, actually, that's not far off from my Keefspiracy.
Okay.
So I don't know. So I don't know anything, right? Preface everything. We should start the show saying I know nothing. But what if this scenario played out where Mike Vrabel, Terrell Williams are like, hey, we're going to go with Woodson and with Hawkins. And so they tell Kyle Duggar, hey, you're no longer a starter. And Kyle Duggar's like, cool. Okay. That's your decision. I'm going to do the best I can for the team.
Paycheck still clears every 2 weeks.
Yep.
Great.
Fine. I'm still on the team.
Yeah.
Fine.
Cool.
I'll see you tomorrow at practice. Hey, Jabril Peppers, come here for a second. You're not starting anymore. Loses his mind. Is that a possibility?
Yeah,
of course it is.
That's very on brand.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
And whether it's ask for his release or whether it's like flips over a table or whatever else it might be, like maybe not all NFL players take the news that they're no longer a starter the same way. So I feel like that could be a possibility as well. And then they're like, all right, they moved on from Joe Milton because they thought Joe Milton wanted to start. So if Jabril Peppers or anybody is pitching a fit because they're not starting, they might just say, forget it, you're not worth the trouble.
I mean, right now we have no idea. So spitballing, it's as good a take as any.
Yep.
I like this text, 617-779-7937. Guys, is Vrabel trying to play chess? Why don't you stick to checkers?
I don't know, maybe just keep your best players.
Yeah.
And I feel we're both in a weird spot because we've never thought Duggar, certainly with me, Peppers with you, are like these great players. But based on the roster that you have, they should be on the team.
I don't think Peppers is a great player. I also didn't expect to wake up today and have him release him after he made the team for nothing. So, what happened? Something happened. What happened? 617-779-7937. You can jump in there with the Patriots, and they continue day by day to make some very interesting roster moves and remake the team. Under Mike Vrabel, Micah Parsons, not part of those moves. You can still discuss that as well here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get to the week in review in just a moment. But first, caller 9 right now to the contest line, 617-931-0937. You will score a pair of passes to the 2004 Red Sox Championship Cruise with Kevin Millar and teammates, namely Johnny Gomes and Clay Buchholz.
All right, not his teammates, but...
No, September 14th, limited tickets still available at cityexperiences.com. Again, caller 9 right now to the contest line, 617-931-0937. Two tickets, 2004 Red Sox Championship Cruise with Kevin Millar and company. Have at it there. Best of luck, and we're back with the Week in Review next.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Get everybody pile in the minivan, chainsaw. We're going.
And worst...
You guys were as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keefe's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
Wow, what a week it has been here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, and we will recap it here in a moment. But, of course, the breaking news this hour, Jabril Peppers cut by the Patriots.
you and I both left a little bit confused. The working Keefspiracy right now.
I like this. This is a good. This is the best theory going right now.
Is that Mike Vrabel and Terrell Williams came to the conclusion that they want to start Woodson and Hawkins at safety, which you can question that all you want, but let's just say that they went with that. They went to Kyle Duggar. They told Kyle Duggar, and he was like, all right, I'll see you tomorrow. And they were like, okay, and then they'll see him tomorrow. They told Jabril Peppers the same thing. He had a different reaction.
Right.
That's my guess. I don't know. I'm not saying we know for sure that Jabril Peppers lost his mind, but if he was told that Jalen Hawkins was going to start over him, I understand him losing his mind a little bit.
Yeah, it's odd. I understand your scheme, but a good football coach should be able to adapt their scheme to a degree, right?
I would think, and you're not loaded with talent, right? This isn't Belichick cutting Jamie Collins during the season when the team was a wagon. This is a team that is does not have a very talented roster overall. And these
there's
are
no
two
Brady,
real
there's no
pros.
Brady here to bail you out. No, it's not a deep roster. So a good coach should be able to adapt their system to accommodate talented players. Phil has an old comment from Vrabel from back in May. I love Jabril's energy. I like his passion for the game. I like his energy when he comes in the building. Those things are all very positive. So Phil says Pepper's intangibles felt like a fit for Vrabel's program. On field, maybe not as snug.
Yeah, because if you read those comments, it's just like, great guy.
Yeah.
Great guy, good energy.
Yeah.
Do you like him on the football field?
No, I like his energy.
He's a good energy guy.
Yeah. So
good personality.
But I don't really even fully blame him if he's like, all right, Craig Woodson is a rookie, fine. Jalen Hawkins? I can't play over Jalen Hawkins, so maybe he lost his mind. Or with this guy, maybe something happened off the field. Or maybe with the Crafts, it's a weird contractual thing. I don't really understand what they're saving on this.
Yeah.
But explain it to me. Why is Jabril Peppers no longer here? I don't think you or I are his biggest fan, necessarily.
No, but I thought he was one of the 53 best players.
Same.
I thought he was one of the two best safeties on the team.
Same. Didn't see it coming. Yeah. So that's a weird one.
Bit of a surprise.
Anyway, we'll circle back to that. We'll circle to the Red Sox. What do you have for Week in Review?
All right, well, it started on Monday, as most weeks do here on the program. Rob Bradford was in for you, Jones. So he got to be a part of the Patriots Monday experience where we talked to both Hunter Henry and Christian Ellis.
Hunter, I just drove back from Yankee Stadium. I don't. Are you a baseball fan or no?
I wouldn't say I'm the biggest one, but...
no, yeah, that's a no.
So I guess you're not getting a baseball. I guess you're not getting a baseball as a boring tattoo if you win the Super Bowl.
No, he's
but
not.
Anyway, I asked Marvin Harrison Jr. this a couple of years ago, and I think it's a pertinent question.
Right.
Which is more difficult in your mind, hitting a home run or catching a touchdown pass?
Hitting a home run for sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Hmm.
Oh, that Keith, you agree?
And like an MLB pitcher?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely more difficult.
Sure. Hitting a home run, I don't even know if I can get a hit.
Christian, I asked this of Hunter. Do you like baseball?
Oh, jeez.
Sorry.
I stopped playing right before high school, so I have never been a huge baseball fan.
Okay, so, but Keith, this
you're 0 for 2, Bradford.
But this is going to be our second chance at this question.
Oh, yeah, good. Go ahead.
Okay. So which do you think gives you more of an adrenaline rush? Do you think catching a touchdown pass or hitting a home run?
Oh, see, I only have
You're asking a linebacker here. So
I know, but I don't care.
Yeah.
All right.
Catching a touchdown.
See, there you go.
Well, listen, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. No, Bradford wanted to ask those guys.
Bradford's
he's a baseball
not
guy.
Afraid to take a shot.
Let's ask the football guys about baseball.
I do like asking Hunter Henry about catching touchdowns.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, but not all touchdown catches are the same.
No, true.
So I gave Bradford the example. I'm like, last year, Alex Van Pelt, for all his flaws, schemed up a touchdown catch for Jalen Polk where no one was around him.
Right.
It was like a yard away. The ball was like 5 miles an hour.
Ben Johnson did it like once a week to an offensive line.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I was like, but anyway, we
that's an odd question.
Yeah, we fine-tuned it.
It's
fine-tuned it.
It's home run for sure. Yeah.
Jones, sadly, on Tuesday, missed a very important date, but you tried to make up for it a little bit on Wednesday.
You know what I missed yesterday, Keith?
What's that?
I missed our anniversary.
Yes.
You know
our
what?
Our 1 year anniversary. Did you get me anything?
I must have misplaced it on the calendar.
I was looking for cake down the hallway, never saw cake.
Looking
for a pizza party, never saw a pizza party.
I forgot the days.
Yeah.
Come on.
I forgot the days.
Yeah. You mixed them up.
I'm going to make it up to you.
You mixed them up.
It's okay. It's not a big deal. It's just a day.
It was just
a day on the calendar.
I was waiting for even a simple phone call or a text. Didn't even receive that.
Keith was sitting here yesterday after the show with just a table set for two.
I'm like,
candles lit.
Big thing of pasta.
Just
one bowl of pasta. There's one giant bowl of pasta.
Just like, you got a Lady in the Trampet?
Yes. Yeah, there's a cold bowl of pasta.
He'll be here.
He always shows.
I had to run to the store and get some cigarettes.
I know you did.
I had to run to the store and get some cigarettes. What do you want from me?
It was sad. It was a sad day. It was a bad day.
And I missed our one, the Jones and Keefe, many said.
Yeah.
Including us.
Yeah.
Many said we may never get there, Keefe.
Fingers crossed on the 1 year. We hit the 1 year.
Looks like we made it.
You know who also wasn't a part of the 1 year celebration was Billy Lanny. He's on vacation. He'll be back with us on Tuesday.
Yep.
That means Bridget was in. Did a great job this week, including this when we were talking about muffins versus donuts.
Oh.
I do know you like. You probably like a peach muffin.
Nice cranberry orange.
cranberry orange muffin. Yeah,
that doesn't sound that bad.
It sounds awful.
It's like a little hint of orange in there, but like a big chunk of cranberry. Let's
throw it in the trash.
That
hell
good.
Yeah.
That sounds like that sounds like something like foreigners eat.
What's that supposed to be? What is that supposed to be?
It doesn't sound like anything I've ever heard anyone eat.
Bridget's like, deport them.
Yeah, you are. Yeah,
All right, save it for your podcast, Bridget.
Bridget just reported me to ICE.
Bridget then came in during the break, and she's like, if you go woke, you go broke.
Yeah.
It was very aggressive.
You made me sound like I meant it in a bad way.
Is that a compliment?
It's like German food, you know? You go get some, like, strudel, and it's got all fruit in it.
Keep digging my hole. All right, let's get to some brags of the week. All right, we got some brags of the week.
Ooh.
Let's start with Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel.
I'm assuming you and Morgan Wallen know each other from Nashville?
Yeah.
Sick brag, bro.
I saw him play in front of 1,200 people in a warehouse.
Sick brag, bro.
A double.
A twofer. Nice.
Yeah,
he walked Morgan Wallen out.
He knew Morgan Wallen when.
We also had a random, like, beef. There were a little rivalry brewing between Fitzy and Will Middlebrooks. Have you heard about this?
Oh, yes. Well, I've heard about it. Yeah.
So, basically, Fitzy wanted Roman Anthony to change his swing. Will Middlebrooks, for some reason, jumped in and was all defensive about it. And then Roman Anthony did kind of change his swing a little bit.
Yeah. Bregman gave him some tips to change his swing against lefties, and now he's smoking homers left and right against lefties.
You don't know Fitzy. So, then Arcand asked Middlebrooks. He's like, hey, what's up with you and Fitzy? And he's like, I don't even know who that is.
Yeah.
I was like, jeez.
Nice.
Anyway, but Fitzy, in a chance to respond, said this.
I'll tell you who Fitzy is, the guy who was supposed to be hosting a travel show on the Big Ten Network with Jenny Dell 7 years ago.
Sick brag.
Oh, in your face.
Yeah.
Brooksy.
Yeah. That's his wife.
Yeah. That's
seven years ago.
Yeah, I'm talking about your wife.
Yeah.
Seven years ago. You do the math.
And then the last Brooksy. One was from the draft last night. Team Stiz and Ted.
He's on his way to do TV. He's doing BST tonight.
Sick brag, bro.
I'll be honest. I don't love the brag on behalf of somebody else as much as I do the brag. I saw Morgan Wallen or I was going to do a TV show.
Brag by proxy.
I like those better. So so you have Stiz for Ted.
Yep.
Which I guess
they
is
are fitting. Co-owners, though.
That's true. They are co-owners.
Yeah.
Fitzy.
Yeah, it's a team brag.
Or Vrabel.
Oh, Vrabel's a double brag, which is pretty good. I think anytime you can invoke somebody else's wife, though, I think now we're really, we've really gone to a new stratosphere.
That's true. All right,
I'm
so
going
congrats.
Fitzy.
All right, congrats to Fitzy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, I saw him walking the hallways. We'll give him the award when he gets here.
Excellent.
Okay,
there's your week in review.
Week in review?
I don't even know who Fitzy is.
You don't know Fitzy.
You don't know him.
He knows your wife. I'll tell you that. So we'll...
The jerk store calls.
We'll get into more reaction to Jabril Peppers getting cut by the Patriots. If you're just tuning in, 617-779-7937. Your thoughts there. And the Piglet, Magnum P.I.G. Peyton Tolley makes his debut tonight against Paul Skeens. We have thoughts next.